Welcome to Fox Sports On the Road. We are sitting with the athletic director of Rutgers University, and that, of course, is Pat Hobbs. Now, there's a lot of changes coming, not just to the university, but to the Big Ten, the NCAA athletics. Really, in general, the business model itself has been changing. And what a better way to kind of kick off the athletic season as we are, you know, about to begin the football season and, of course, soccer as well, than speaking with the man who's in charge and in and over it all, and that's Pat Hobbs. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you, Michael.
Awesome. So, as I mentioned, we're on the dawn of a new athletic and academic year. Rutgers continues to make strides, both academically and athletically. A lot of good things happened for you for the program last year. Men's soccer won the Big Ten title. Basketball continues to make strides in postseason, third straight year. They've been in a tournament, whether it be the NCAA or the NIT, as was the case this past March. Baseball, softball continues to make strides as far as competing in Big Ten and NCAAs. Just what are your thoughts when you look back at last year, at the strides the athletics have made, and also what's your thoughts going into now the new academic year?
So, I mean, I viewed last year as a successful year, right? Some folks focused on the Learfield Cup, the Director's Cup, and then those rankings. But you think about sort of how competitive our football program was, and we're really excited about the year that's coming up. I thought our men's basketball program absolutely deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. But that's in the past now, we're looking forward to an exciting year this year. And as I've said to my team, and I say to our folks, you know, I don't know any mountain that's been climbed straight up, right? So you're going to go up, and then you've got some dips and things like that. We're really excited about the year ahead. You mentioned our men's soccer program winning its first men's big team championship, Big Ten team championship last year. Obviously, field hockey and women's soccer did that the year before. We really think across all of our programs, we're really poised for a lot of success. We got great leadership in our head coaches. I love our student athletes. They're committed to Rutgers. They love competing for the Scarlet Knights. They don't want to be anywhere else. So this is a really good and exciting time to be a Scarlet Knight fan. And I think people should buckle up because it's going to be a pretty exciting year ahead.
International trips have become a big thing of late. The field hockey team made a trip to Europe just a couple months ago. Now the basketball teams, both men and women, are in the middle of their trips. Can you just tell me more about how this, the impetus of this, and you know what's next? I mean, could we see football maybe make a trip to Ireland or England at some point? What's down the road?
Well, these are really important trips. Most of these trips are privately funded. Some entirely privately funded. And they're great opportunities for our student athletes to visit and spend time in a different culture, broaden their horizons about what's possible for them. I actually was fortunate to be with our men's program last week in Senegal. And it was a life-changing experience for our student athletes. They got to go and visit Ngoury Island, where many slaves left Africa, never to see Africa again, and come to the United States, come here or other places where slavery existed. And it was really impactful. They did a clinic for young kids, and the joy on the faces of those young children. Our guys felt like they were the Beatles at one point with the crowd enthusiasm for them. Our women's program, Greece and Croatia, two places I've been fortunate to go in the past. And as I said, for most of these student athletes, it's their first trip abroad. You know, many of them had to get their passports to go do this. And it gives them an appreciation for a culture, another culture. It gives them a great appreciation for the opportunity that they have here in the United States at Rutgers University. You know, we're really unique in the world in having athletic scholarships associated with a university. And so they'll meet students that would love to be able to pursue their athletic talents at a university, but that simply, that world doesn't exist over there. So these are really important opportunities. They bring back experience, and most of them become lifelong travelers as a result.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Looking right at your football team as they're about to kick off another season, and Greg Schiano's talked about it on numerous interviews, whether it be at the Big Ten Media Day or even with NBC. I know they did an interview with him over there at the Big Ten Media Day. He was talking about continuing to build that culture and trying to get back to really where the program was at its peak in 2006, 2005, 6, 7. What are your thoughts going into the season as you now have starting quarterback set with Gavin Wisemitt? You have a team that has a lot of experience going into this year now with Greg into back fourth year back with the program.
I'm tremendously excited. I can't wait till we kick it off on noon on Sunday of Labor Day weekend against Northwestern on CBS. Will be the only college football game on it at the time. And so we expect that people around the country will be looking at Rutgers. And I think they're going to see Greg Schiano football on display. We'll have a great defense this year. The development of Gavin Wimsett, we're confident enough to name him the starter early on in camp, at the beginning of camp. He is a tremendous young man. If they get to know him, really, really a classy guy. And it's true of all of our student athletes on our football program. Greg has built the culture already. So this is year four. And I look at the way the team conducts themselves, the way they carry themselves, both on the field and off the field. And this is a group that Rutgers Nation can be really, really proud of. And we're excited. We think we're going to make some noise this year. And hopefully we start making that noise on Labor Day weekend. I can't wait to get started. And look, that's a credit to Greg and the staff that he's put together. He said it publicly. I think he said it on Big Ten Media Day. You know, this is the best staff he's ever had. They really know what they're doing, both young and old. You know, you got Joe Harris-Simiak on the defensive side, Kirk Shiraka on the offensive side of the ball. So we are very, very excited at Rutgers to get this football season going.
And it begins September 3rd against Northwestern. You go right into the Big Ten schedule right away against Northwestern. And Coach Giano called the Big Ten really the sweet spot because both academically, athletically, it doesn't get any better than that. And now the conference continues to get bigger. You have Pac-12 teams now coming in, or former Pac-12 teams coming in. You know, UCLA, USC, Oregon is in Washington, have also now joined recently or will join in the future. What are your thoughts about this expansion and the growth of the Big Ten?
Well, as Greg and I say, there are no days off in the Big Ten, right? So once you hit that schedule, it's a gauntlet. But it's exactly where we want to be, right? We wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And now we're coast to coast, right? So you're adding four elite academic institutions, and that is purposeful on the part of our chancellors and presidents. They want elite academic institutions to be part of our conference. You invite those four. They also happen to be pretty good at athletics, and they've had great success over the years. And so I love it. I know Greg is the same. We get to go up against the best programs in the country. These are great schools for our student athletes. They see who Rutgers is going to compete against. So I think where our Big Ten is right now, I believe we're the best positioned conference in the country. And I think we're going to show folks that we can be competitive in this conference. We've won three championships in the last 2 years. And so don't sleep on Rutgers.
No, I agree with you there. I mean, you guys have been very competitive in all sports. And I guess that kind of leads into some topics that, you know, get discussed a lot. NIL is a topic that everyone talks about, which, in case for those who do not know, means names, image, and image, and likeness. Someone said license, but name, image, and likeness. If you can speak to more of how this has impacted the programs and how you guys have been able to manage that since this has really become more in the vogue.
Sure. Well, those three letters, we used to think of them as NLI, all right? And it was signing your national letter of intent. and now it's NIL, and it's name, image, and likeness. And listen, it's a great opportunity for our student athletes, right? So it was wrong to prevent them from making some money if they were in a position where they had a desire to do that in a variety of ways. And you think about what does that mean? Could folks come up and they go, well, how are the student athletes actually benefiting? What are they doing? Well, some of it is sponsorships, right? So some of the corporations and some of the other the sponsors of Rutgers Athletics see the value in using a student athlete as student athlete and their sort of brand, their reputation to promote their brand. And that's great. Those are great opportunities. But even if, you know, a student wants to put a camp on or they want to give private lessons, they couldn't do that in the past and now they can, right? Sell a jersey, create a line of clothing. The inventiveness and the entrepreneurship that this sort of invites our student athletes to take part of, I think is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And our job then is to try to best position them to take advantage of those opportunities and to also tell the community that we have student athletes who we think can benefit their brand. And so we have a very robust education effort that goes on for our student athletes so that they get their social media set up correctly. They can come to the attention of potential sponsors. We've just partnered with Altius Group. So we'll have a GM whose job is going to be to every day be actively trying to get opportunities for our student athletes to educate local businesses and others on the opportunities to use our student athletes. And so we're starting to get some very nice traction here that I think, students will know if you come to Rutgers University, we're in the New York metropolitan area, we're home to many, many businesses, local and regional, who may want to use them in a way that benefits them, but importantly benefits our student athletes.
Mm-hmm. Has this had an impact on recruiting? I mean, I did notice a couple stories earlier in the year, basketball players taking advantage of NIL, you know, transferring to different schools. How has that impact recruiting as far as keeping and also bringing students in? You mentioned the New York market.
Well, if you look at our recruiting, we're doing incredibly well right now across all of our programs. And so I think the student athletes, they're not looking to walk in the door and be told you're going to make so much money in NIL here if you come to Rutgers. What they see is the things and the opportunities that our current student athletes are getting. And they know that if they're on the big stage of the Big Ten, on the big stage of being in the New York market, that those opportunities will present themselves for them. And so I think it's helped us on the recruiting front, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. One thing that's also been very out there in public has been improving facilities and raising the funds for improving facilities. The university received a $100 million in state budget funding via taxes. But of course, you know, there's always more that needs to be funded as far as, you know, funding facilities. Can you comment more about what's being done as far as trying to improve the football practice facilities and also Jersey Mike's Arena? I know those are two things that are on your docket.
Sure. Facilities remain essentially important. If you look at the two buildings that we've built in the last 8 years, the RWJ Barnabas Health Athletic Performance Center, which houses both our basketball program, gymnastics, and wrestling, and then the Gary and Barbara Rodkin Academic Success Center, which also houses our lacrosse and soccer programs. And you look at the success that those programs have had, you see how facilities matter, right? Mm-hmm. Facilities make a difference, right? Basketball, men's basketball, three straight NCAA tournaments, should have been a fourth in my view. Women's basketball, now under Coquise Washington, and she's, by the way, she did an incredible job last year in her first year with only 8 scholarship players. Don't sleep on her either, because women's basketball is coming back and it's going to come back very fast.
They're building a good team. They're very good.
They're going to be very good. Wrestling, 2 national champions, gymnastics, all-time program high in terms of its scores. Facilities continue to matter, right? Men's lacrosse went to a Final Four. Women's lacrosse went to the first NCAA tournament, I think, in 19 years, then went back to back. And then, of course, we know how our men's and women's soccer programs have done. Mm. We are not done on the facilities front, right? So football, we've made some very nice improvements in the Hale Center, which currently houses our football program. We built the Marco Battaglia practice field some years ago, and those remain, I think, among the best in the conference. But we need an indoor practice facility, a permanent structure indoor practice facility. We continue to use the temporary facility of the bubble. It was built in 1986 as a temporary fix. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to have a temporary fix. But again, it hasn't prevented us from having success. Obviously, the first time Greg was here, and we're going to have that success now. But we need to give every program the resources it needs to be successful. And you need an indoor practice facility for football. We'll continue to use the bubble for our other programs. Right now, that bubble is scheduled day and night. And so it'll relieve a little bit of the pressure in terms of scheduling on that facility. But we're hard at work. It's nice to get some state support to build these facilities, but we need our donors as well. And so this fall and into the spring, led by Sean Tucker, our vice president for athletic fundraising, we'll be out there and we'll be telling folks how much their support is needed. Now, what's great about that and where we are now is we get to point to the facilities that we've built. And we say, when you build it, look at the payoff, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the dividends that have been paid on the investment by the success of those programs. So those facilities make the case for the additional facilities that we need to finally close the gap with the rest of our Big Ten counterparts. Jersey Mike's Arena, we've awarded the feasibility study to AECOM Architects. Okay. They've already begun the work. We met with them 2 weeks ago in sort of the opening meeting, mm-hmm. and that will be 6 to 7 months, 8 months probably tops before we get that information back that the university then has a feasibility outline of what investments to make, what the return on those investments are going to be. The folks from Jersey Mike's are very well aware of what we're doing. We couldn't have a better naming rights sponsor, more supportive group. I love the name Jersey Mike's. I love the leadership in Peter Cancro and everybody in that organization. So we'll work hand in hand with them as we envision a renovated, but just as loud, just as intimidating an environment as it currently is.
Yeah, I mean, the RAC has become one of the, now it's Jersey Mike's Arena, excuse me, I stepped on myself on that one.
That's quite all right, that's quite all right.
But it has become one of the loudest arenas in the Big Ten, if not in the country. Do you have a goal, like a number in mind that you want to hit, I guess, just from raising funds just for these continued upgrades?
So, part of that will be, what do they cost, right? So when you get back the information in terms of the cost, I think we need to raise another $75 to $100 million in the coming years to support those facilities, but other facilities as well. We'd love to build a practice field for our lacrosse programs, lessen the burden on the Marco Battaglia complex over there. The gap was very, very big. I'd say we've closed about half the gap. Even with the coming multipurpose facility in Middlesex County, which we're very excited about that partnership, we still need to make improvements over at Bainton Field for baseball and at the complex for softball as well. So we're not done. What I tell folks is we do it responsibly. We do it efficiently. We're not looking to build any Taj Mahal or anything like that. We're looking to build facilities that help our student athletes and our coaches achieve the very best and be successful in the Big Ten and nationally. And so that effort really never ends, upgrading and we'll need to continue to do that, but pretty excited about it. It's another opportunity for our donor base and others, new folks to come in and say, I want to be a supporter of Rutgers Athletics.
One thing that's very exciting that I read about is the new facilities for the baseball team. You partnered with Middlesex County. You have plans in place to redevelop the field and facilities, and this could be opening by maybe as early as 2026. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, the partnership, we're very excited about our partnership with Middlesex County and Middlesex College, Middlesex County College. They're going to build, they have a huge sports complex that they're building over there. But the one that they came and they approached us was the multipurpose facility, which will be a 5,000-seat baseball stadium, very much along the sight lines, not sight lines, but the lines, the dimensions of our current field over at Bainton Field. And it'll be high tech. It will have all the concessions and everything area. Be very, very exciting for our fans. It's only 12 to 15 minutes from our campus. So folks will be able to get there. And we're looking sort of attracting even a new fan base. So we're excited about playing Big Ten baseball over at that stadium when it opens, 26, 27, hopefully at the latest. And I think people are going to enjoy it.
One last question on facilities, as far as SHI Stadium is concerned, could we see more? I mean, I know you've made a lot of improvements, lighting or, you know, sound. Could we see more additions as far as seating, maybe even suites coming to SHI Stadium down the line?
So that'll be part of the facilities master plan that will come out sometime in the fall. It does envision significant renovations and upgrades to SHI Stadium. The timing of that, I can't tell you, and AECOM architects were the master plan architects in this. And so we have a really good vision for how things can be improved within SHI Stadium. We'll look at that once that's out. How you finance that is different than some of the other facilities that we do. We need to upgrade SHI Stadium. I just can't really tell you what the timing of that will be. First thing is, like, get the vision out there, let people look at it, and then we'll see how we proceed on that.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with Pat Hobbs, the athletic director at Rutgers University. Pat, as we, again, approach football season, Coach Yano's always talked about patience. He's talking about building blocks, as we discussed earlier. What are you most excited about as we now head towards the season? What do you look forward to most as far as Rutgers competing this year in the Big Ten?
Well, we have another very, very hard schedule in the Big Ten, but we're deeper this year. You know, we have another year under our belt with Greg's return. I think people are going to really like what they see on the field. It takes time to build, right? So we know all the other programs in the Big Ten that have been winning championships at a very high level for a very long time. That's a big mountain to scale. Maybe it's the biggest mountain to scale. But we're doing it the right way. Number one, we're doing it the right way. We do it with integrity. We do it with hard work and commitment. Greg develops young men on the field, but he develops them off the field as well. So I'm very proud of where our program is. I'm not going to tell you we're going to have so many wins or this so many wins. I know people are going to really like our football team. They're going to like the young men on our football team. And I think we're going to do pretty darn well this year.
I think so, too. I mean, just hearing some of the players when they spoke on Media Day, and they seem really determined to go out there and keep shopping, if you will, is the old moniker. I mean, I think it's underrated how well Rutgers has done, you know, as far as getting players to the NFL and advancing further than that.
I completely agree. And I tell you the other thing that I see on display with this team is confidence. Mm-hmm. This team is confident that they can compete with anybody in the conference. And once you have that, then you're starting to build something. You know, Greg talks about family, trust, chop, right? These kids are chopping hard right now, and they're very focused on that spot on the tree that Greg always talks about. And so we're going to be chopping noon on September 3rd on CBS.
Awesome. Last question just on basketball. We already talked about, we alluded to the great recruitment that's been done on the women's side and how Coquise has put together a tremendous staff, and the players that she's bringing in, it really looks good on the women's side. The men's side, going to be a lot of changes, a little bit of a different feel. How do you feel? I know it's still early, you know, they're right now overseas. How do you feel about your two basketball teams as we start to head towards the fall?
I love where both our programs are right now. You know, this is year two for Coquise. I think she's ahead of schedule. We know the quality of program that Steve's built with our men's basketball program. It was great getting to spend time with the young men on that team in the last week, especially. I know we're going to be really good. We're going to be really competitive. I'm really looking forward to that. The both men's and women's season as well coming up. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement, both in Jersey Mike's Arena and in arenas around the Big Ten.
Absolutely. Pat, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on board here on Fox Sports New Jersey and sharing your thoughts for a few minutes with us.
Good to be with you. Go Rutgers.
Go Rutgers. Opening day for the 2023 Rutgers football season is just around the corner, as September 3rd is coming and coming fast as the Scarlet Knights take on the Northwestern Wildcats. We are your flagship station for Rucker Sports, 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey.